This is VSiN Primetime, betting the draft. Now here's your hosts, Tim Murray and Matt Eumanns.
There's a new sports betting market in town, and folks, it's called Xcuta, spelled X-C-U-T-T-A. Xcuta is a sports Calcutta combining the adrenaline of live auctions and strategy of sports prognostication. Create your own Xcuta auctions for you and your crew for any sport or sporting event. Football, baseball, basketball, tennis, March Madness, Wimbledon, even your own local golf tournament. Create your own private or public auctions. There's free practice auctions running daily from 3, 6, and 9 p.m. Eastern at xcuta.com. And for a three-month free bidding subscription, email support at xcuta.com. Mention VSiN, Xcuta, that's X-C-U-T-T-A.com, the future of future wagering. All right, Matt, we are seven picks into the NBA draft, and things have indeed started to get interesting as we are awaiting the Brooklyn Nets, as they are giving their handshakes and high fives there just down the road from the Barclays Center. To recap where we are right now, first pick of the draft, Cooper Flagg, goes to the Dallas Mavericks. Second pick of the draft, Dylan Harper, odds on, once again, continues to come on home. Number three pick, Vijay Edgecombe out of Baylor. He is the selection for the Philadelphia 76ers. Fourth pick, Con Knipple out of Duke, goes to Charlotte. So 1, 2, 3, 4, Matt, was chalk. Then things got interesting, as with the fifth pick, the Utah Jazz selected Ace Bailey out of Rutgers. Then the Washington Wizards pivoted and selected Trey Johnson out of Texas. And the New Orleans Pelicans, right before we went to break, used the seventh pick to select Oklahoma point guard who averaged 17 points per game for the Sooners, shooting just under 30% from three, Jeremiah Fears. And now the question is, what do the Brooklyn Nets decide to do, Matt, with the eighth overall pick?
Can I guess?
Give us a guess.
I have no intel on this. I have not followed social media. I'm going to say that the Nets take Kaman Malawak from Duke, the big man from Duke. And I don't know if that's leaked out there yet. Tim, do you have any intel on what's happening here?
I do. It will not be the big fella
it's
out
not
of Duke.
Malawak.
It'll be Igor Demin out of BYU.
Wow, top 10 pick, Igor Demin, huh?
That was a pretty big surprise,
yeah.
Right there. Igor Demin, I'm going to take a look at some of the mocks here. So Igor Demin.
Quickly here, Jay Billis's best players available. Malawak was number two, and Igor Demin number four on the best players available list. So a little bit of a surprise from the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, and if you look at mock drafts, looking at Jonathan Givony's last mock draft, he had Igor Demin going 13th, and Kevin O'Connor also had him going 13th, and that was the highest. So here's a pretty big surprise. Brooklyn, who was mocked and most to be selecting Trey Johnson, they stick with the guard, and they go Igor Demin out of BYU. And now, Matt, when you look at the betting market, I took a look at all the over-unders heading into today. The big fellas are still out there. Carter Bradley from South Carolina, over under 10.5. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Colin Murray Boyles, 12.5. Derek Queen, 11.5. Igor Demin, over under 30 minutes before the draft started, 14.5.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Nets don't win, you know, and when you see surprise picks like this, you'd say, well, there's not a lot of value taking Igor Demin at number eight. I like him as a player. I'll just question whether or not you had to take him at number eight.
Yeah. And now,
but they have five picks here too. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Nets do with all these picks, Tim.
Yeah. Five picks in the first round. No team in NBA history has used all five picks in a first round. And Igor Demin is the selection. There was thoughts maybe they trade up to go get Ace Bailey. They stuck and picked, and they take Igor Demin, guard out of BYU.
If you love a player near the top of this draft and you're the Nets, how do you not package three of those picks, whatever, to move up and get that player? So I guess the Nets didn't love a player because you can't use all five of these first round picks.
Yeah, no doubt
anyway,
about it.
Anyway, that's a big surprise on the betting market right there. I don't think anyone had that one.
Nope. No one did. The highest I saw him in a mock draft was 13th. A couple of folks had him at 13. A bunch of others had him in 18 or 19, and ultimately under 14 and a half caches for Igor Demin. So now, what do the Toronto Raptors do? I mentioned that Noah Essengai, the French prospect, was a possibility, but I would say, Matt, I don't know if the Raptors thought Malawak would be available at number 9.
I think it's going to be Malawak. I'm going to go out, see how many times I can miss this. So I'm going to go Malawak at number 8, Malawak at number 9, and if he doesn't go number 9, I'll say he goes number 10. He's got to go here in the top 10.
Yeah, so I did ultimately bet some Essengai to go 9 and top 10, and with this run of guards, Matt, I don't feel great about it because I was hoping that a Malawak would be gone with the 7th pick to the New Orleans Pelicans, or Derek Queen would be gone with the 7th pick to the New Orleans Pelicans. So as you look at it, Matt, we have had no bigs selected here so far in this draft. So do we see a run of bigs at some point? Right now, it's been a run of guards lately as Igor Demin, the first real big surprise. Jeremiah Fears, there was a push for him to go top 5, maybe top 6, over under was 6.5. Ultimately, he lands 7 to the New Orleans Pelicans. But Igor Demin is the most recent selection. And Matt, taking a look at the best player available, according to Sam Vecenie over at The Athletic, he had Igor Demin number 26.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No.
And he's a pretty good draft analyst, too.
Is.
I do respect his work on the draft. I do disagree with Jay Billis on a lot of things. Billis right here on his best players available list. We're at pick number 9.
Mm-hmm.
His 9th best player available right now is Derek Queen from Maryland. Tim, how would Jay Billis rank Derek Queen that low? You and I both thought he was going to be a top 10 pick tonight. I'm a little bit surprised. See, here we're sitting right here at number 9, number 10. The Raptors and the Rockets really got some good players to pick from.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And
you can't really
well, the,
lose.
The Rockets, well, remember, that Rockets pick is the Suns pick. So the Suns desperately need size. That was the pick. It's not official yet. That's the Kevin Durant trade selection. So that will go to the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
So you would think the Phoenix Suns there at 10 will probably take a big. So once again, here are the bigs. You've got Malawak from Duke. You've got Queen from Maryland. You've got Essengai out of France. And once again, flying into Toronto from Germany was Noah Essengai. But did Toronto think that Malawach would be available? Colin Murray Boyles from South Carolina also available. So a lot of bigs out there, Matt. We'll see what the Toronto Raptors decide to do here with the 9th overall pick.
I think it's going to be Malawak. Again, I'm going to guess the big man. So going back to what I said about the 2019 draft, JVT and I were doing a draft show that night. 13th pick's coming up. We're working our way down to the 13th pick. And the Miami Heat had pick number 13. Celtics had pick number 14. Danny Ainge has got a pocket full of picks. And JVT and I are talking about it. I said, how can Ainge not move up a couple of spots with these picks and take Tyler Hero, shooting guard from Kentucky? I thought it was an obvious that Ainge should go up and get Tyler Hero. Well, he sits. He doesn't make any deals. The Heat grab Hero at number 13. Guess who the Celtics take at number 14? Romeo Langford.
That's what it was.
From Indiana. A guy who can't shoot at all. Danny Ainge made a lot of good moves in the draft, but nobody bats 1,000. And Danny Ainge struck out on that one. That was a really a poor move by him. So let's see what Sam Presti does tonight. This is a guy who's made a lot of I never say all the right moves because everybody makes some wrong moves in the draft and you're trying to project these players. Tyler Hero was a shooter. Romeo Langford was not. That was just a bonehead move by Danny Ainge in that 2019 draft at the number 14 pick. What do you think the Thunder might do, Tim? Number 15, number 24. I still think they need a shooter. I know David Cobb from CBS came on with us and said he thinks they're going to go with a big man.
Well, there's a lot of bigs right now.
There are a lot of bigs on the board.
Yeah,
so
I mean, they might not have to move up, Matt. They might be able to stick and pick and get a pretty...
At number 15, if Derek Queen's on the board, you have to take Derek Queen, don't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Yeah. If I'm right there, I am going definitely that way. The pick is in for the Toronto Raptors. We will get it here in just a moment. Just a reminder, folks, as we get closer and closer to the football season, right now, just a reminder, we've got our football guide coming out on Tuesday. Tuesday, July 1st, and we've got a football special running right now for $175. Full VSiN Pro access from today through the Super Bowl. That's every sport we cover every day at the special early bird price. The sooner you sign up, the more you get out of it. So make sure to check that out over at vsiN.com/subscribe. Lock in our football special for just $175 as you head over to vsiN.com/subscribe. Do the Toronto Raptors go with a big, Matt? Do they go Common Malawak out of Duke? Would that make it three top 10 picks for the Blue Devils? Or do they go with the import from France? Curious to see what the Toronto Raptors ultimately decide to do here with the ninth pick in the NBA draft.
Tim, when you and I did the NFL draft show, we had a live betting market to look at.
Yep.
When these picks were coming up. Tonight, I don't see a live betting market posted out there in these picks. DraftKings took the numbers down. I would think that Common Malawak's got to be the favorite here, even though that doesn't mean he's going to be the pick by the Raptors. You're hoping it's Noah.
I'm hoping it is Noah Nesson guy, as I have him to be a top 10 pick as well as the number 9th overall pick. Adam Silver is at the podium now, and I imagine it's going to be some big, and it is Colin Murray Boyles. So the forward out of South Carolina is the 9th overall pick, as there was steam out there on the over for Noah Essengai, and that steam comes home. As we reported, that was a very heavily bet over prop, and it comes home over 9.5 for the French import as Colin Murray Boyles, the forward out of South Carolina, he is headed to Toronto with the 9th overall pick. Much more to come as this is VSiN's NBA draft coverage.
You're tuned in to VSiN Primetime, betting the draft, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The 9th overall pick is in. The Toronto Raptors have selected Colin Murray Boyles out of South Carolina. Matt, under 12.5 is cash there. Minus 120 was the number as Colin Murray Boyles goes under, and that means that Noah Essengai goes over. You saw a big push on Noah Essengai earlier this week to the over, then a little bit of pushback with all of the connections to Toronto, and ultimately it is the Toronto Raptors going with Colin Murray Boyles out of South Carolina.
Curious pick. You and I watch a lot of college basketball. I like Colin Murray Boyles. Good player. He's a good defender, rebounder. Never did I watch him this season say, that's a top 10 pick. Really surprising, you know, but maybe these scouts through the process saw a lot more than we saw during the college hoop season. You never thought he was going to be a top 10 pick, did you?
No, I didn't. And the betting market didn't either, right? 12.5 was the number looking at the mock drafts that were out there. They all had Colin Murray Boyles. Outside of Sam Vecenie, give him credit, Sam Vecenie mocked Colin Murray Boyles 9th to the Toronto Raptors. So good hit by him. Everyone else had him either 12 or 11. So Colin Murray Boyles ultimately goes to the Toronto Raptors there. The pick is in for the Houston Rockets. Remember, this is part of the Kevin Durant trade, so this is going to the Phoenix Suns. So we'll see ultimately what they decide to do.
Don't you think the Phoenix Suns, they have Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. They're probably trying to desperately move Bradley Beal, but who's going to take it?
Who's going to take that contract?
And that's what I would. That's one of the worst contracts in the NBA, and there's a lot of bad ones. You got Booker, you got Beal, and you got Jalen Green. Don't you have to go with a big man here?
You would think. We really haven't seen any big men go. Cooper Flagg goes one. Colin Murray Boyles, the more of a forward. He's not really a big. They need size. Phoenix does. They need a lot of stuff. But while we wait for that pick to come in, Matt, just a reminder that you can go all in this summer here at Circa Las Vegas with the ultimate getaway package. It's just $400 all in. You'll get a two-night stay at Circa, $100 dining credit, $100 beverage credit, and your very own daybed at Stadium Swim when the party never stops. It's all for $400, resort fees and taxes included. This limited time offer is only through September 4th. Don't miss out. Lock in your all-in summer package now at CircaLasVegas.com.
According to Jay Billis's list here, best available players, Derek Queen's number 8, which would make him, what, the 18th best player in this draft or something like that? Tim, that's asinine to me. That guy should be a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
You thought there was a real shot Derek Queen was going to the Pelicans at number 7.
That was right? reporting out there, and the betting market agreed with that movement as well. So, yeah, we will see how this ultimately plays out. Yeah, there was a lot of push there. Betting market at number 9 was looking like it would be the French import, and not yet for him. So that was a loser for me, and apparently on Twitter, too. I misguided some people. So, you know, the whole betting market was misguided as well. So Adam Silver now stepping to the podium. It will be the Houston Rockets selection, which will be headed to the Phoenix Suns for the Kevin Durant trade. So the final pick of the top 10. And who will it ultimately be?
There it is. There the big man is. From Duke.
Kaman Malawach. He is headed to the Phoenix Suns.
That it will makes be sense.
Technically pick- selected by the Houston Rockets. A long wait for him, but ultimately he is headed to the Phoenix Suns, and I think this is a good spot for him.
Love it. Love that pick for the Suns. They've done a lot of things wrong here in the last couple of years. Talk about salary cap mismanagement, roster mismanagement, but Malawak, good fit for the Suns. They need a big man, a rim protector, and this makes sense. This is a good pick at number 10. Duke's got 3 of the top 10 picks in the draft and could not get to the national championship game. 3 of the top 10 picks in the draft. That did happen under Coach K a couple times. Dude didn't win a national championship with 3 players drafted this high. I did see this, Tim, that Kevin Durant is unhappy with the Rockets, and he is requesting a trade. He's got a short list of teams he wants to be traded to, but he no longer wants to play in Houston.
So this is interesting, Matt. So the Phoenix Suns will get this selection. They'll get Malawach from the Houston Rockets here as part of the Kevin Durant mm-hmm. trade. Shams Charania now reporting that the Charlotte Hornets are sending Mark Williams to the Phoenix Suns as well for the number 29 pick tonight and a 2029 first round pick. So Mark Williams, who was
almost a Laker,
and that did not happen after failing their physical, he is now headed to the Phoenix Suns. So it'll be Malawach and Mark Williams, a pair of Dukies, headed to the desert here as Mark Williams, according to Shams Charania, also headed off to the Phoenix Suns after Kaman Malawach is selected by the Suns via the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, that was actually, I think, a couple of shrewd moves there by the Suns, because now you've got some serious rebounders and rim protectors. Right now, the Suns roster right now is all guards, talking about Booker, Beal, and Jalen Green. You need a couple big men, and I like what the Suns are doing all of a sudden. I would have shipped Kevin Durant out, too. Now, can you sucker somebody into taking Bradley Beal's contract? If the Portland Trail Blazers were dumb enough to make that deal for Drew Holiday this week.
Much rather have Drew Holiday than Bradley
Beal.
I know,
but if they're dumb enough to take Holiday, I think some team might be dumb enough out there to take Beal. Holiday's 37. His average annual salary is $35 million over the next 3. Why would you want that guy? Why would you take that contract? You're doing the Celtics a favor by making that deal. Boston won that trade in a landslide. Do you think there's a team out there that would take Beal?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't. I mean, unless there's a team with just...
Can you trade him to, like, China?
Well, I mean, maybe a team like Washington with all of that...
the Wizards?
With all that cap space. I don't know. I mean, if it's enticing. And but Phoenix, here's the thing, Matt. They don't have any draft picks to... You have to attach draft picks to give away Bradley
sure.
Beal at this point. All right, let's recap where we're at as things went status quo through first 4 picks. And then it got a little squirrely. So number 1 pick, Cooper Flagg. No surprise there. He goes to the Dallas Mavericks. Number 2, Dylan Harper went off at around minus 8,000. VJ Edgecombe went off at around a minus 900 or so to be a Philadelphia 76er, the 3rd pick. Con Knipple, 4th pick, he goes to the Charlotte Hornets. Ace Bailey, where would he fall to? It was number five. He goes to the Utah Jazz. Trey Johnson goes six to the Washington Wizards. Jeremiah Fears. Fears was believed to be a top five pick. Ultimately, he drops to number seven as he goes to the New Orleans Pelicans. The big surprise so far here, Matt, Igor Demin. Number four, over under 14 and a half. He goes eight to the Brooklyn Nets. Colin Murray Boyles, over under 12 and a half, goes to the Toronto Raptors. And then Kaman Malawach goes 10th to the Houston Rockets. So quick update of where we sit. So there are some over-unders, Matt, that have already cashed. Jeremiah Fears goes over 5.5. That was the closing number. Over was minus 105. Noah Essengai has not been selected yet. His over 155, 9.5. That cashes. Unders that have cashed so far, Matt. Colin Murray Boyles under 12.5. That one comes home. Igor Demin under 14.5 comes home as well. And we're sitting here at pick number 11. So we have another over. Yes, Carter Bradley was over 10.5 plus 110. And that one comes home as well as Carter Bradley remains on the board.
I've got two bets still to be determined. I've got Liam McNeely, the freshman from UConn, under 21.5. It feels like that's going to be a close call tonight. So McNeely's going to go somewhere around that 20th pick. Hopefully you got that one right. A little bit more confident in the other bet. Ryan Kalkbrenner, center from Creighton, to be a first-round pick. I bet that minus 115. The DraftKings market right before the draft started tonight, Kalkbrenner minus 185 to be a first-round pick. But, Tim, we're one-third of the way through the first round, so we got a long way to go. We got plenty of surprises left. Biggest surprise for you so far, probably not Ace Bailey to the Jazz. I assume it's Igor Demin to
Yeah, that is that's certainly
to the Brooklyn Nets.
That's certainly surprising. And, you know, there was some movement, some steam out there that Derek Queen from Maryland could be the seventh pick. The betting market, once again, Toronto was linked to Noah Essengai. That was a bet that ultimately I made, and that is one that did not cash. So not a great start for me. The two bets still looming for me, Thomas Sorber under 17.5. And Walter Clayton to go number 20. So that is where I am looking at as bets go right now. So right now on the clock, Matt, the Portland Trailblazers with the 11th pick will be making that selection. And once again, the trade that has gone down today, Mark Williams is headed from Charlotte. He is off to the Phoenix Suns. Hey, folks, time's running out. Enter to win a free entry into Circa Survivor or Circa Million contest, proxy service included, with $21 million in guaranteed prizes up for grabs. Deadline to enter is tonight, 11:59 p.m. You only got a couple hours left. Winners will be announced live this Friday on A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander. Go to winnercircleproxy.com/vsin to enter now, winnercircleproxy.com/vsin. The Portland pick is in, and Adam Silver's at the podium as we have a trade announced, and we'll tell you about it on the other side.
You're tuned in to VSiN Primetime, betting the draft, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Well, we were hoping to slip in the announcement from Adam Silver prior to the break, but unfortunately for us, there was a trade. The Memphis Grizzlies have moved up from pick 16 to number 11, Matt. And with the 11th pick, they selected Cedric Coward, a very intriguing prospect who once upon a time started at Division III Willamette, went to Eastern Washington, played a handful of games this year at Washington State before getting injured. He was committed, Matt, to go to Duke, but then went through all the draft process. And he's like, I'm going to be a lottery pick.
Yeah.
And he is. So Cedric Coward goes to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Tim, the way things go, he probably could have made a lot more money at Duke. Even though he's going to be a lottery pick. Cedric Coward is a pretty cool story. Are you telling a guy who went from Division III to being a lottery pick? I like the pick, too. I like the pick here in the trade where he's headed to Memphis. I think that's a pretty good deal. Portland Trailblazers, again, mind-boggling move this week when they make the deal for Drew Holiday. They've got a young team. They send out Anfernee Simons, who's a scorer, and they bring in a 37-year-old with a bad contract. And I just don't really know what the Trailblazers are doing. But this this trade makes a lot of sense, I think, for the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Too. So.
Yeah, no doubt. With the Grizzlies, who, of course, traded away Desmond Bane earlier this offseason.
And that's going to be a big loss.
That is going to be a massive loss. But in order to get this selection, they actually used one of the pieces from that trade, Matt. Shams Charania reporting that the Grizzlies are sending the number 16 pick, the 2028 first-round pick via Orlando, and 2 second-round picks to Portland for this move up 5 spots to get Cedric Coward. So Cedric Coward is the 11th selection in the NBA draft. And Derek Queen now goes over. His over-under was 11.5. So as we update you on where we sit, Matt, for all of these selections, as the Chicago Bulls, who are perpetually in the play-in tournament, they will be making their selection here. But let's run through just some updates here real quickly, Matt. Carter Bradley closed at 10.5. He is yet to be drafted. Cast the over. Colin Murray Boyles, under 12.5, comes home as he's the 9th selection to the Toronto Raptors. Derek Queen still on the board, over 11.5 cashes. That was -105. Igor Demin, surprise of the draft so far, the 8th selection goes to the Brooklyn Nets, under 14.5 comes home. Jeremiah Fears, there was a lot of push that he would be a top 5 selection. I had a bet on Jeremiah Fears to go top 5. CLV be damned, because he went 7th, over 5.5 P cash there.
At least you're not bitter.
Kasparis Jakaciunas, that now goes over 11.5 as well. The guard out of Illinois, Matt, he is still on the board as well. Noah Essengai still on the board, over 9.5 cash is there. And that is all the over-unders that were at DraftKings so far that have been cashed.
Couple things to point out here. Rutgers has 2 of the top 5 players drafted tonight, and the Scarlet Knights failed to even qualify for the Big Ten tournament. Duke
crazy.
Has 3 of the top 10 players drafted tonight, and Duke cannot reach the national championship game. Blew a big lead in the Final Four to Houston. I don't know if you recall that game, Tim.
I do. I was actually happy with it. I had Houston. Not that you're bitter.
What's up?
Not that you're bitter.
You know, I don't hate seeing Duke lose. I never hate seeing, but I hated seeing my 12-1.
Oh, there he is.
There's your guy.
3 picks too late, Essen guy.
Big man from France goes to the Bulls at number 12.
As they show a Bulls fan laughing and putting his hand in his head in his hands there. So with the 12th pick, the Chicago Bulls have selected out of France, Noah Essengai. He is the selection here. So there you go. He is the 12th overall pick, over 9.5 cashes for the forward out of France.
ESPN is putting up these bios or this bio information of players on a graphic on screen. He's the second youngest player in the draft, by the way. But it says, what does he, in his free time, he likes to play video games.
Not that surprising. He's 18 years old or whatever.
I mean, can find something more useful to do with your time. In your free time, how about hit the gym and shoot threes or something?
Yeah. So now here we go. Once again, recapping where we are right now. Some of the fallers. Malawach falls to number 10. He is headed to the Phoenix Suns. Also, a trade tonight. Mark Williams headed to the Phoenix Suns as well. So the Phoenix Suns, who, of course, traded away Kevin Durant earlier, just a couple weeks ago or week ago, the night of Game 7. And with one of those selections, the Phoenix Suns select the center out of Duke, Kaman Malawach. And also, they've traded for Mark Williams. With the 11th pick in the draft, Matt, the Memphis Grizzlies traded up from 16 to 11, and they selected Cedric Coward out of Washington State, a riser, a meteoric riser in this draft process. He goes in the lottery. And now, Noah Essengai, who I believe as... I think Julian Edlow put it out on social media, about 94% of the handle was on Essengai over 9.5. Mm-hmm. And I think Will Hill said that on his podcast, Drew Dinsick gave out that bet as well. So that was a cash there. So that is where we sit right now with the Atlanta Hawks now on the clock with the 13th pick. As there you go, the draft prop there, Essen guy over 9.5, 83% of bets, 94% of handle, and that overcashed as he lands 12 to the Chicago Bulls.
Coming up here, a couple players I think should come off the board really soon, and maybe a little bit biased, Tim. I don't know a lot about Noah Essen guy when you're talking about France prospect. You've only watched some highlight clips of him. I love Walter Clayton, the shooting guard from Florida, and Derek Queen, the big man from Maryland. I got to think that, I mean, these are two guys who are going to be winning players in the NBA.
We do have a trade here, okay. Matt. And, you know, the New Orleans Pelicans, they were linked to Derek Queen at 7. Well, guess what, Matt? They have traded up to 13, and they will get their man at 13. Derek Queen will finally come off the board here, Matt, as the New Orleans Pelicans will select Derek Queen. So interesting draft year for the New Orleans Pelicans. They were linked to Derek Queen at 7. Ultimately, they're able to get him at 13. So the New Orleans Pelicans have traded back up to acquire Derek Queen, the power forward center out of Maryland. You like this selection?
Yeah. Love the move by the Pelicans, and I don't say that too often either. But the Pelicans get a player who's going to help them win games here. And Jay Billis probably hates the pick. Billis's best available has Derek Queen at number 6 would mean the 19th pick. He's going off 13th on the board. I really don't understand some of Jay Billis's best available rankings here. But smart move by the Pelicans to take Derek Queen. You watched him a lot. You're a Maryland Terps fan. And
no, I'm not.
Huh?
From Maryland, not a Terps fan. But I like Derek Queen. I think he's a good player. I think he had a hell of a career, 1 year there in in college, Mark.
You're not a Terps. You've got a turtle sticker on the back of your car, don't you?
I do not. I have a Maryland flag. It's a crab.
Is that what that is?
It's a crab.
Okay.
Come on.
I thought you were a Terps guy.
But
you watch Derek Queen a lot, and you have to be a fan of him if you watch him, because this guy plays hard, and he's a winner.
The Atlanta Hawks are trading the number 13 pick to the New Orleans Pelicans for the 23rd pick and an unprotected 2026 pick, the most favorable of New Orleans and Milwaukee. That's a pretty good haul for the Atlanta Hawks to drop back 10 spots, Matt, and they get an unprotected pick from either New Orleans or Milwaukee. More than likely, you would imagine that would be New Orleans. But the Pelicans, they liked Derek Queen. They didn't take him at 7. They went with Jeremiah Fears, who was a guy that many believe could be a top 5 pick. And at the end of the day, they get someone they were linked to in Derek Queen here. And Troy Weaver, president of basketball operations from the D.C. area, and his son on the Maryland staff. And you get pretty good intel when your kid is on the staff. And I'm sure the intel they got was positive enough for him to go number 13 here to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Listen to Derek Queen in interviews, watch him play. You can tell he's a good kid, Tim. And you got to, in the NBA draft, you have to draft for character, too. Those are the guys who are going to work hard and help your franchise. And Derek Queen's one of those guys. When you go back and look at this NBA draft in a few years, I love to go back and look at NBA drafts, go back 5, 10 years, whatever. Half of the players you will see picked in the first round or more, half of the players more will be complete busts. Some of these guys will be like, whatever happened to him? Right now, Derek Queen, I'm telling you, is going to stick in the NBA for a long time, and half of the players drafted before him tonight will probably be bust.
You know, we watched a ton of Big Ten hoops, so we knew about Derek Queen before, but I was very impressed when you heard about him inside the huddle facing Colorado State and said, give me the bleeping ball. And guess what? He got the bleeping ball
and he hit
the game winner. So Derek Queen, via a trade, headed to the New Orleans Pelicans with the 13th overall pick. Hey, folks, if you want to know where the money is really going, unlike other sources, our betting splits come straight from Circa and DraftKings Sportsbook, giving you insight into where sharp action is landing. You can see percentage of bets versus percentage of handle on every game across every major sport, helping you make smarter, more informed bets. Get VSiN's exclusive betting splits for as little as $9.99 for your first month at VSiN.com/subscribe. 13 picks in the books. The most recent, Derek Queen. He is headed to the New Orleans Pelicans.
You're tuned in to VSiN Primetime, betting the draft, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
You know, it took a little while for me to compute, but what just unfolded from a trade standpoint is inexcusable by the New Orleans Pelicans. You said you like the pick from New Orleans. Yeah, in a vacuum, we both like the pick from New Orleans, but leave it to the Pelicans to make this dumb of a trade. So the New Orleans Pelicans, who have been linked to Derek Queen because of the connection with the president of basketball operations, Troy Weaver, and Matt, a team who went 21-61, just traded away CJ McCollum, probably, who knows what the hell is going to happen with Zion Williamson, just gave up an unprotected pick next year to move up 10 spots to get Derek Queen at 13.
So what they're giving up is theoretically a top 10 pick in next year's draft?
Maybe the number one pick, if it's unprotected.
Well, that's going to depend on the draft lottery, right? You never know how the lottery is going to play out. The three teams with the worst records in the league this year ended up with, what, the fourth, fifth, and sixth picks or whatever? I don't know. I love the player that they took.
Yeah, I like the pick. I mean, I like the player.
Maybe the better move for the Pelicans would have been to trade down from number 7 and take Derek Queen at like 10 or 12. I see where you're coming from here, but I do like the player.
I like him too. I mean, take him at 7 if you love him. If you're willing to give it an unprotected pick, but that was the move that Joe Dumars and company decided to make. All right, let's get you the latest pick, Matt, as the San Antonio Spurs have selected out of Arizona. Carter Bryant is the selection. So the Spurs, who already with the second pick, selected Dylan Harper. And now with the 14th pick, the Spurs have utilized that to select Carter Bryant. So a team that many people believe is on the uptick here, the San Antonio Spurs, with, of course, Victor Wembanyama. They went out and got De'Aaron Fox last year at the trade deadline from Sacramento. Now you've got Dylan Harper and Carter Bryant as well. So that is the selection here. Carter Bryant is the pick. Carter Bryant's over under was 10.5, juice to the under. So a guy that was expected to be a top 10 pick according to the betting markets ultimately goes 14 to the San Antonio Spurs.
Carter Bryant, a guy you could see the potential in him, Tim, when you watched him in college, but he wasn't a big producer. You know, you have a lot of players like this that didn't light it up as college stars or just college starters. Some guys weren't even stars, and they end up being top 20 picks. Carter Bryant's one where you could see the physical tools and you'd see why he's attractive. He just wasn't, to me, I thought he was should have been producing more for Arizona than he did. But I can see why he went number 14 to San Antonio here.
So the San Antonio Spurs, last pick of the lottery, and now Oklahoma City on the clock for their one of their two first-round picks. The champs picking at 15 and 24. We were curious if they would move up at all, Matt, and now going to be interesting to see who they ultimately decide to go with here. Oklahoma City, Asa Newell out of Georgia is certainly an intriguing prospect. Thomas Sorber, the center out of Georgetown, could be a possibility. Jakachonis, the guard out of Illinois, still out there as well. His over-under was 11.5. So we will see ultimately what Sam Presti decides to do for the world champs.
Yeah, Jay Billis's best five available here does not include Walter Clayton, the shooting guard from Florida, which I think he probably should be in this group, and he should be in the conversation for OKC's pick here. Hey, Clayton shot 38.6% from three for Florida, leading scorer on the national championship team. He can rebound. Not a great defender, but hey, Tim, most of these guys drafted tonight are not great defenders coming into the association. So I like Walter Clayton here for OKC. Or there's going to be some other teams I think they'll be really looking to take the Florida shooting guard coming up. Will OKC go big man or guard? That's the question here.
Yeah.
And
I'd love to see them get a shooter, Matt. But
I think they need a shooter as well. In fact, they could use a couple of shooters. I'm probably not going to second guess what Sam Presti does here because he's been pretty smart about how he builds.
Done pretty
branches.
Well. Yeah. Is there any West Coast Conference guys he can draft here, Matt, with the 15th pick? Because that seems to be the way that he has gone quite a bit. So while we wait for the defending or the current champions, the Oklahoma City Thunder, to utilize their 15th pick in the NBA draft, let's just recap where we sit, Matt, so far. Once again, Cooper Flagg going 1, Dylan Harper going 2, VJ Edgecombe going 3, Con Knipple 4, Ace Bailey goes to the Utah Jazz, and that's where things got interesting. Then it was Trey Johnson, the sharpshooter out of Texas, goes to Washington, a pick that you and I both very much like. Jeremiah Fears, push for him to be a top 5 selection on the betting market. He falls to number 7 to New Orleans. Igor Demin, the selection out of BYU, over under 14.5. He goes 8 to the Brooklyn Nets. Colin Murray Boyles, who, if you go watch the video, doesn't seem too pleased to be selected by the Toronto Raptors, may have dropped a 4-letter expletive.
Well, you should be happy to be a top 10 pick. Right.
Kawan Malawach, he is headed to the Phoenix Suns via the Houston Rockets, as he had to wait a little bit longer than anticipated. The Memphis Grizzlies traded up from 16 to 11, Matt, to acquire Cedric Coward out of Washington State. Both you and I think that's a pretty solid pick. The Bulls took Noah Essengai out of France. Over under there was 9.5. Derek Queen, he is headed to the New Orleans Pelicans via the Atlanta Hawks, as Derek Queen out of Maryland. And with that pick, the Atlanta Hawks grab a unprotected pick from next year, either Milwaukee or New Orleans, whichever pick is better. Also, they get the 23rd pick in this year's draft. And then most recently, Matt, it is Carter Bryant, the forward out of Arizona, goes to San Antonio, as San Antonio makes their second pick of the first round.
OKC Thunder, the champs coming up here on the clock. Tim Murray, and how about this? Not only did you win the NBA championship, you got two.
Hey, I won a bet.
What do you got?
The Oklahoma City Thunder are selecting out of Georgetown Thomas Sorber. He is the selection.
Went with the big man. Thunder have 2 first-round picks this year, 2 first-rounders next year, 2 first-rounders in 2027, and 1 each in 2028 and 29. That's 8 first-round picks over the next 5 years. We'll see if they trade more. But again, 2 of the top 24 picks tonight, and 2 first-round picks in each of the next 3 drafts. So you'll be plenty of opportunities to build this Thunder team. I'm not going to say, and again, this is a Thunder team with the average age of 25.5 years, one of the youngest teams we've seen have this much success in a long time in the NBA. But, Tim, it's never easy to repeat. And one thing about the NBA with OKC winning, the association has had 7 different champions in the last 7 years. We have not seen repeat winners in this league. Going back to 2019 with the Raptors, 2020 with the Lakers in the bubble, 21 with the Bucks, 22 with the Warriors, 23 with the Nuggets, 24 Celtics, 25 Thunder. Do you think the Thunder are a good bet to repeat?
Am I going to bet it at plus, what, 225?
Well, no. Just say that. Do you think they will repeat? No, take the price out of it, because there's no way you should bet plus 225
no,
right now.
I would never bet it, but I think they are. I think the depth is there. They're bringing back everyone. And now you bring in the big fella from Georgetown, Matt. Thomas Sorber officially announced from Adam Silver. Boy, how about that? You go from playing at Georgetown to being with the champs. Not too shabby. 15th overall pick. The Oklahoma City Thunder, your champs, select center out of Georgetown. Thomas Sorber played 1 season there for the Hoyas, averaged 14.5 points a game, 8.5 rebounds per game, and a good free throw shooter. And a good big-bodied guy headed to headed to Oklahoma City from Georgetown. 7'6" wingspan, and they go with the big fella as opposed to a guard. And now on the clock will be the Memphis Grizzlies, because they made that trade. This will be, I believe, the Portland Trailblazers on the clock here with the 16th pick here.
Blazers last year went with Donovan Klingon, big man from UConn, in the top 10. How did you think Klingon's rookie season went for the Blazers?
I thought it was going to be better.
A lot of people expected big things out of him. It was rather quiet. Of course, rather quiet when you're playing for a Blazers team. Doesn't win a lot, doesn't get a lot of attention. But I did think Klingon would be, I'd say, more of an impact player as a rookie than he was.
Still got some pretty notable names out there. Jakachonis out of Illinois was thought to be a pretty high prospect. 11.5 was his over-under, Matt, and he has not been selected yet. Could that be the move here for the Portland Trailblazers? We will see. But the latest selection, Thomas Sorber, he goes under his draft prop of 16.5 at close as he lands with the Oklahoma City Thunder with the 15th pick in the NBA draft. Hey, folks, just a reminder that as you look into betting before the line moves, sharp plays at sharpplays.com, they're already there. They don't chase the market. They move it. Sharpplays.com, trusted by pros, watched by books. You can check them out at sharpplays.com. On the clock, the Memphis Grizzlies, whose pick will head to the Portland Trailblazers, will tell you who it is. Top of the hour.